Hello and welcome back to a new episode of our podcast about the deserts. Today we're going to talk about a very special place.
So it's going to be very calming and relaxing.
Because we are in a special part of Africa, but we're not going to tell you where until the end of this podcast. So listen carefully and you can try to find out where we are.
So if Edward Cullen, the guy from Twilight, was here, he would literally shine in every possible color because it's very sunny and hot.
Yeah.
We're doing something like a journey through the place where we tell you all about its animals and the plants in general, all living creatures there, the different types of the place and where it's located, and many more interesting facts.
So the location we're talking about is in the middle of a desert with a lush vegetation and a lot, really a lot of groundwater. These amounts of groundwater are named aquifers.
Besides the groundwater, there are other features of this place. Like it's mostly found in Africa and the surroundings are marked by small settlement area and high aridity.
Do you know what I also like about this area? The animals.
Yeah, that's right. There are many animals that live there. For example, lizards, snakes, different types of insects or mammals like different types of mice or also antelopes and elephants who are coming there to drink water in the big lakes. But not only animals live there, there's also a vast variety of plants, so the vegetation in general. One of those plants is actually a very famous one, and it's also the oldest plant in the world, the date palm.
But it's not a palm where I had a date on.
Yeah, no, it's just a palm tree. But yeah, it is the oldest in the world, but there are not just date palms, there are also many fruit trees, like bananas, lemons, and more.
So, and now we're gonna explain a few different types, and you can see which type it is, depending on where the water comes from. And yeah. So the most known type is the river, almost spoiled the whole theme, but for example, you may know the Valley of the Nile. And with Nile, I don't mean the One Direction guy, Niall Horan. I mean the river, and it started in a precipitation area in the middle of Africa and goes through a few countries to the Mediterranean Sea and crosses the desert in Egypt. On the eastern edge of the Sahara, so in Egypt, the people start noticing that when the water floats, the water settles on a shore and the soil becomes fertile, where plants can grow, or to put it in another way, people can start growing plants. Because this type, it's an artificial insemination, which means nothing can just start growing by its own. So back then, the people start planting plants around the Nile. And this is how the Nile became so famous and the culture of the ancient Egyptians was created. Not only is the Nile the biggest lake on the planet next to the Amazonas with 6,650 km, the Valley of the Nile is also the biggest kind of displaces with 22,000 square kilometers. That's like 3.5 soccer fields or like Hawaii twice, so it's huge. Because the river just flows through the place, it's called Fawn River. Other two places are, for example, the Teli Flat, which is a crew of these kind of places. It's around 1,380 square kilometers, so it's definitely smaller than the Nile. And it has around 300 villages with 15,000 inhabitants. They mostly grow the date palm. So the other example is the Mesopotamia. It's characterized by two rivers and known for their partly regular floods. But back to the Nile, depending on the irrigation technique and the landscape, the vegetation strip can only be a few hundred meters or several kilometers wide along the Nile. The farmers produce, for example, cotton, sugarcane, cereals and vegetables, and many more things. So the practice is an intense agriculture.
Now we come to the spring water. Everything begins with rain. After a long rainy season, the water flows over the earth's surface until it reaches a water permeable point. Finally, all the water collects in a depression under the Earth's surface.
Depression?
And so, yes, depression.
Oh no, that's very sad.
Yeah, the water is very sad. And so it builds up more and more pressure until it finally breaks through the surface and bubbles out. The escaping water then remains on an impermeable layer, and then everything starts all over again. So the next type is the foggera. Like the others, it is an accumulation of water, but this time it is man-made. The water from the nearby spring is diverted through unterrestrial pipes or tunnels over several kilometers, like smaller and more unimpressive aqueducts. To cool the water down, vertical openings are made in the pipes so that it is not too hot for watering plants or to aid in construction work. Depending on the region, it has different names, like in Persia it's called Kariz, or in the Arabian Peninsula, Falai. These foggera are the main reason for large cities like Tehran and Damascus.
In our third type, the groundwater type, the water is drawn from the groundwater, as the name suggests. It works with the help of a pump or a well, and thus water is pumped from the nearest water-bearing layer to the Earth's surface. The water which is used in the progress has sped away during previous storms or other things, and has accumulated in layer. This means that the more water there is, the larger our space, and thus more agriculture can be done when there is more water. And with this type, there's the plant that has already been mentioned and where we made jokes about, the date palm. An example would be in the Sahara. Our next type is fog. What does it mean? In coastal deserts, fog is often occurs, which accumulates on coastal mountains. On the one hand, this inhibits evaporation, but on the other hand, it is also used for fog condensation by plants. An example for this would be Atacama.
So the last types we're gonna explain is first the goat type.
What?
You mean goat the animal, or you mean the goat Kieber Manuel Neuer?
What? No, a goat is a fun-shaped deepening, which is very close beneath the Earth's surface, and that's how the palm trees get to the water easier.
Well, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, I hope so. And the last type is the deep well type. It's already in the name, so it's where water is brought up from the depth with winches from a well. Okay, so now a little bit more about the agriculture. So because of tourism and climate change, water is becoming less and less in our place, which is very bad for the farmers and the agriculture in general there. Also, the people in small villages have to move more and more to the borders because of the increasing tourism and because tourists just take up so much space in the place itself, so the people there just can't live there anymore. But the tourists do not only need water, they need food too, obviously. And the food is being grown throughout different levels, the so-called story constructions. So on the first level, there's grain like wheat, barley and different types of vegetables or forage plants for animals, and on the second layer level there are mostly smaller tree crops like figs and pomegranates, and then lastly on the third level dates are dominating. Its fruits are the food base for most of the inhabitants, but they're also used as normal export goods, as we also have date fruits in Germany and in Europe. The water for the plants is sometimes taken from the underground, but mostly from above ground in open channel construction.
Last but not least, the culture. The people who live there are mostly hunters and gatherers, nomads and semi-nomads, and of course farmers for the agriculture. But how do the people live there? The place was very important for people in the past, because only there they could get water and other supplies. Depending on the origin of the water, there are different types of the place, which we are looking for today. There are also modern mass-produced goods, but also exchange of goods from the nomads. However, this takes place only where a road leads to. In our place, a culture change from subsistence farming to a large global economy took place in 1970. Of course, this has resulted in many useful things, such as traffic of groups of people who travel together through the desert, and you could take water or trade there.
So now we're at the end of this podcast, and we hope you enjoyed listening to it, and maybe you even learned something new.
And did you guess where we are?
The Oasis!
To sum it up, it's obviously not the band Oasis. That would be a little weird. It's basically a place for a lot of animals and with a lot of water. There are many different types of it, and it's an important source for lots of life.
So now for the end, we're gonna ask two questions and see if you paid attention. So the first question is, what is the most famous tree in the Oasis?
A. The date palm, B. Hippos, or C. Daisies?
Well, I already hope you have the right answers. It's obviously date palms.
So, now the second question. What's growing on the fourth layer?
Is it A, potatoes, B, monkeys, or C, coconuts?
It's D. The layer doesn't exist, so it was a trick question. I hope you know that.
This was our podcast about your oasis. I hope you enjoyed it and see you next time.
See you next time.
See you next time.
See you next time.